Today, in a televised address, Jesse Helms of North Carolina announced that he will retire from the United States Senate.
I would be 88 if I ran again in 2002 and was elected and lived to finish a sixth term. And this, my family and I have decided unanimously that I should not do, and ladies and gentlemen, I shall not.
Jesse Helms is now 79. He has suffered from health problems in recent years, and he now uses a motorized scooter to move through the hallways of the Capitol. Over his nearly 30-year tenure, Helms has been one of the most fiercely conservative Republicans in the Senate, and he's used his power as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee to shape U.S. foreign policy. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Jesse Helms rose to power during the Cold War, a staunch anti-communist. As chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he was opposed to foreign aid, skeptical of international institutions, and he questioned the value of U.S. engagement overseas. And Helms didn't care what anyone said about his tactics. Richard Nuccio was President Clinton's special advisor for Cuba.
On a number of issues that were important to him, Central American policy, issues like the United Nations, Senator Helms has had a tremendous impact because of his willingness to stick to an issue, to refuse to budge, and to make other people bend to his will. I happen to disagree with the positions he had on almost every one of those issues, but I sure wish some Democrats had the same kind of resolve and adherence to principle that Senator Helms displayed.
Helms is especially resolute on matters pertaining to Cuba. He was the primary author of a controversial law known as the Helms-Burton Act that restricts the ability of American companies to operate in Cuba. Nuccio, while admiring Helms' commitment, says the senator's impact on Cuba policy has been negative.
The ideas and propositions about U.S. relations with Cuba that Senator Helms put forward largely reflected the thinking of the faction of the exile Cuban-American community that has the hardest line towards Cuba. And unfortunately, those recommendations about what we should do on Cuba are very out of touch with what's happening in Cuba and very out of touch with the direction that most Americans were moving in thinking about U.S.-Cuba relations.
Jesse Helms is so stubborn about his beliefs that he's sometimes called Senator No. When he ran the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, appointments and foreign appropriations generally were doomed without his support. Jeremy Rosner handled legislative affairs at the National Security Council under President Clinton. He said Helms could be a nearly immovable object.
When we were working on getting Senate approval of the treaty to add Poland, the Czech Republic, and Hungary to NATO, in 1997-1998, I remember clearly one of the first things we sat down to figure out how to do was to ensure that Senator Helms would be supportive. He started out very skeptical, and we put an enormous amount of time into earning his support because we felt pretty clearly that if we couldn't do that, it was going to be pretty hard to do anything else.
One of the senator's biggest foreign policy battles was with the United Nations. He used his formidable power to block payment of U.S. dues to the U.N., saying it was bloated, inefficient, and didn't serve U.S. interests. U.S. influence in the United Nations was weakened as a result. But the U.N. did make changes, and the U.S. subsequently began paying its debt. Walter Russell Mead is senior fellow for U.S. foreign policy at the Council on Foreign Relations.
A lot of people would argue, and I tend to agree, that the United Nations is a much better organized, better managed place than it was 10 years ago. And, you know, an international bureaucracy, like any bureaucracy, can get very kind of wild and caught up in its own culture and habits. And somebody had to blow the whistle. And Jesse Helms didn't necessarily do that in the most productive or the most friendly way, but it was very effective.
That will probably be the enduring memory of Jesse Helms in foreign policy. Results were what counted. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.